The gospel for this Sunday is John 14, 1-12. This is the first of the discourses, the farewell discourses. There's much material in chapter 13, but something happens here in chapter 14 that is special. And we have here then the words of our Lord. And some of them go right over our head. It's hard to grasp, you know. And yet the vision is there to dwell in, to pray about, to enter into. You see, it starts off, do not let your heart be troubled. Your heart should not be troubled. And then, as can often happen, it's interesting, why then does this text start off, don't be troubled? Literarily, it follows on chapter 13, which we have seen, and if you remember, that washing of the feet in 13 is a prophecy. You don't remember. Well, I'll tell you, in case you forgot. In that chapter 13, Jesus divests himself of his normal robes, clothes himself in the livery of a slave, and washes his disciples' feet and dries them, right? Though he was in the nature of God, did not consider being equal to God, something to be clung to, but rather he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, and becoming obedient unto death, death on a cross. He's acting out what he's going to do very shortly. And the rest of that text talks in that vein. And Judas leaves and all the rest. So they're troubled. And so it says here, you see, don't let your heart get troubled. And then it says, either you believe in God or believe in God. I take it as an imperative. Believe in God and believe in me. Why? Because I am the living, eternal, co-equal Son of God. Believe in me. And then we have this controverted but interesting phrase. Huh? In the house of my Father, there are many dwellings. Okay. There is an allusion here, of course, to the temple, because remember John said, records, Jesus is saying, don't make my Father's house a marketplace. So now that temple, which by the time John's writing is probably already gone, you see, but the temple, the dwelling place of God, you see, that's the church and it's heaven. And so there's many dwelling places. So don't be frightened. See, if it were not like that, I'd tell you. You see? Why would I tell you? Because I'm going to prepare a place for you. I set out, whatever me. I'm on my journey now to the Father through the Passion and the Cross. So if this wasn't going to profit you, I'd tell you. I've done all this so that you can have joy and have it to the full. Okay? See, and then, and if I go, you see, I will come again and take you near me so that where I am, you may be as well. But he has to go. You see, he has to give himself in an act of love. And in the power of that love, have his whole body transformed and raised right from the grave in 3 days to be glorious forever with the eternal divine light of God. That's where I'm taking you. I have to go there first. I have to prepare a place for you. And the only way is for me to climb that cross, stretch out my arms, suffer, and in an act of love, give my whole being to God. Now you can follow. You see, that's what he's saying. See, so I'm going to go prepare a place and I will come again and will take you near me so that where I am, you will be. promise. Jesus is promising, stick with me and you will be with me forever. That's what he's saying. I will open up the way. I will atone for all the sins of humankind. I will bring the whole of humanity that wants it to my Father forever. So listen to me, stick with me. I've gone to prepare a place for you. Then he says, and as for where I'm going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How are we able to know the way? Jesus said to him, you know what he said, right? He said, I am the way. I am the way. If you come to me, I am the way to the Father. I will carry you to the Father. I'll be with you. And as way, I am the truth and the life. Truth? Truth in John means what? The eschatological revelation of the Father. The ultimate, terminal, complete revelation of the Father. That's who I am. I am the aletheia. That, you see, it doesn't mean, you know, now you know the 2 and 2 are 4, which is true. No, I'm the aletheia. I am the revelation, definitive, once for all, revelation of the whole heart, the whole being of the Father. I'm the way to that. You will dwell in my Father's heart like I do forever. That's a promise. You see? And I'm the life. Remember it said in the beginning, in him was life, and the life was the light, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines. The life is light. It's alive. It moves. It delights. It's life. It's the life of being with God, okay? See, no one comes to the Father except through me. The very devout Buddhist someplace, if he's going to come to the Father, whether he knows it or not, he's coming through Jesus. It's the only way. Now do you see our privilege? We're told that already. We're hearing it in this gospel. You want to come to the Father forever. You remember those words of St. Ignatius of Antioch? My love has been crucified, and I am not on fire with the love of earthly things. For my food, I desire the flesh of the Son of David, and for my drink, his holy blood. For I hear a voice within me, like a roar of many waters, sound of many waters, saying, what does it say? Come to the Father, come to the Father, come to the Father. What is that voice? That's the Holy Spirit. Come to the Father. Well, how do I get there? Cling to Jesus. Be in Jesus. He is the way. Because he's the way, he brings you to the truth and the life. In this life already, we can know that Jesus is the definitive revelation of the Father, even though we don't enjoy all of it yet. If you have known me, you will know my Father as well. Something promised us. If you've known me, you will know, you see? And from now on, you know him and have seen him. And Philip, who, like in chapter 6, kind of puts his foot in it, Philip said to him, Lord, show the Father to us, and that is enough for us. That echoes Moses' words, let me see your glory. Now he's kind of carried away, but he clearly doesn't get it. So Jesus says to him, I am with you for so long a time, and you have not known me, Philip. The one who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? And what do you think that means? What do you think that means? See Jesus. Okay, that's Jesus. See the Father? And this is where, you see, our minds are really weak. Really hard for us to get. There is a line later on in this very chapter, chapter 14, verse 21. If anybody keeps my commandments, if anybody loves me, he will keep my commandments, and my Father will love him. And I will love him, and I will come to him and show myself to him. So that he who sees me sees the Father. I will show myself, and when you really see me, you got it. You understand? And the Father can talk to you. And when you know the Father, you know everything. You know, and your spirit tells you this. You know. This is the ground, infinite, removed, close, lightsome, full of love and peace, without a shadow of deceit anywhere. This is the ground of all reality, the Father. As the theologians would say, Principium Deitatis, he's the principle of the deity. Now that vision, which can happen in this life, not a vision, but it's an understanding. You see, it comes because Jesus just opens up his heart. And what do you see? The Father. I don't do anything unless I see the Father doing it. The works, these works that I do, the Father dwelling in me does them, so that I will come to him and I will show myself to him. If I show myself to him, you'll see the Father. And so, how can you say, show us the Father? And then, in inspired words, what I've just been trying to say. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? I mean, I've been telling you this your whole life. You see? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak from myself. The Father abiding in me speaks, and I mean, does his works. I speak the Father's works. When I speak, it's the Father working in me. This is a recapitulation of chapter 5, which we don't have time to go into now, where he says this, you see? I don't move a muscle unless I see the Father doing it. I watch him, and I do exactly as he does. So that when you see me, you see him. You see? We have the same thing here. You see? The Father abiding me does his works. Believe me, I am in the Father and the Father in me. If not, believe because of the works. If you really look into the heart of what I do, you will see the Father. And then, this famous promise, the one believing in me, the works that I do, he will do, and he will do greater. What can that mean? Well, the works, as we've just learned, reveal the Father, reveal Jesus. So Jesus was revealing himself in this world when he was here as indwelt by the Father. When we do those works, we reveal him indwelt in the glory of the Father. That's a greater work. It's not that we're going to raise more dead people or move more mountains. It's that the work we do reveals a greater reality of Jesus. What a thrill. Amen.